Since I was five when my father passed away, I don't have too many memories about him, but one memory that I do have that is really precious to me. He had an office in our home. He was an English professor at UC Berkeley, and his home office we called the study. It was floor-to-ceiling books, wall-to-wall books. And he had his desk and his office chair in there in his study. And what I remember is when he was working in there, we were, you know, not supposed to interrupt. And he had an office chair that had kind of a swivel mechanism in it. And the swivel mechanism had sort of a little box, as I remember. And that was my special message center for communicating with him. So I would write little messages, which were probably drawings. Since I was five when he died, I couldn't have been able to read or write yet. I would give some sort of message on the paper, fold it up, and I would creep very carefully into his study and put this little folded note inside this little box that was part of the swivel mechanism on his office chair. And I would turn around and creep out, wait outside his door for, you know, probably less than a minute, forever. And then I would creep back in and check that little box, and there would be a reply message. I would go out and unfold it. He had written back to me. So, you know, and it was probably a drawing. I don't remember anything specific of the what the drawings or writings look like. I just remember that was the special mailbox and a really nice memory of my father.